Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami continued, thus having considered the instructions of his bad ministers, Kamsa, who was bound by the laws of Yamaraj and devoid of good intelligence because he was a demon, decided to persecute the saintly persons, the Brahmins, as the only way to achieve his own good fortune. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Lochandas Thakur has sung Apana Karama Bhunjaye Samana Kahaye Lochana Dasa. Instead of taking good instructions from the sages and the Shastra, godless non-devotees act whimsically according to their own plans. Actually, however, no one has his own plans because everyone is bound by the laws of nature and must act according to his tendency in material conditioned life. Therefore, one must change one's own decision and follow the decision of Krishna and the Krishna's devotees. Then one is rescued from punishment by Yamaraj. Kamsa was not uneducated. It appears from his talks with Vasudeva and Devaki that he knew all about the laws of nature. But because of his association with bad ministers, he could not make a clear decision about his welfare. Therefore, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:54 says, Sadhusanga, Sadhusanga, Sarve Shastri Kai, Lava Matra Sadhusange, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. If one desires his real welfare, he must associate with devotees and saintly persons, and in this way rectify the material condition of his life. Evamdu mantribihi kangsaha sahasamantriya dumartihi brahma hingsang hitam mene kalapasrito suraha. Shukadeva Goswami continued, thus, having considered the instructions of his bad ministers, Kamsa, who was bound by the laws of Yamaraj and devoid of good intelligence because he was a demon, decided to persecute the saintly persons, the Brahmins, as the only way to achieve his good fortune. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Omanitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with this, the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Simati Shivaram Swami Itanamani. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, continuing with the persecution, Devaki and Vasudeva, but at the hands of naughty old Kamsa. So it says here, Sri Lochandas Thakur has sung Apana Karama Bhunjaye Samana Kahayi Lochanadas. I think you probably all know, but just to say that Lochandas Thakur was a disciple of Narahari Sarakar, who was an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. And Narahari wrote the Chaitanya, what's it? Chaitanya Chan, what is that? Chaitanya Mangal, which is has actually none of the stories that Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita have. So he hasn't repeated, he's made new unspoken of pastimes in his particular book. So it's considered a great jewel of the medieval historic literature. And it says here, when I read those words, I thought, my goodness, years ago, about 20 years ago, for my purification, I used to write these verses out and then try to give an idea of the feeling about what they meant to me. And and I wrote a song called On the Wings of the Swan of Love, which I'll just remind myself of anew as well. That it starts off a Parama Karuna Paudvijana Indai Goda Chandra Sauba Abhatara Sarashirumani Kivala Nandukanda Bajo Bajo Bai Chitananitai
Sudrita Vishasa Kori Vishaya Chariya Sera Semajiya Muke Bolo Hari Hari.
Then I went into the chorus. So, oh, this is this song is actually, it's about the mercy, the absolute mercy of Nityananda and Gauranga. And so my translation, it was a very loose translation, was something like this. Someday when we're done, oh, I'll sing it.
Someday when we're done with all our hankering and lamentation, when we fix our eyes on the one who shines like many suns, then our souls will set out for another destination, go higher than the hero's heaven, beyond the dreamer's paradise. On the wings of the swan of love, we will rise. On the snow-white back of truth, we'll gently fly. Higher than the eagle, softer than the dove, we'll go sailing home on the wings of the swan of love.
And then it goes on to say,
one day when I see you for who you really are, not who I want you to be. Bad day when I surrender my foolish pride, I pray there'd still be a chance for me to free myself from yet another incarnation, go higher than the hero's heaven, beyond the dreamer's paradise. On the wings of the swan of love, we will fly. On the snow-white back of truth, we'll gently glide. Higher than the eagle, softer than the dove, Shri Shri Kornitai, all the wings of the swan of love.
So I was thinking that without them we don't have any hope, and to get them we have to associate with the devotees, because how will they be revealed to us? So we think that we have our plans, we think we have strength, we think we have intellect, we think we have so many abilities, but these are just coming from our actions from our previous life due to our material natures. And prakriti kriyamanani gunai kamani shat sarvashah ahankar vimudatma kartaham iti manyate, that actually we're not free, we're being puppeted by the material energy, and she's encouraging us to act in this way according to the desires from our heart. In that sense, then, there's no freedom for the living entity, except Prabhupada gives the clue here. Therefore, one must change one's decision and follow the decision of Krishna and the Krishna's devotees. So we do have some freedom. That freedom is a choice. So if we desire to make that choice, then everything can change. Kamsa's, unfortunately, his choices were always due to his association with his ministers and his own staff. They fanned the flame of his own stuff, and he just got worse and worse and worse and worse. So we're not free, but we are free just in one aspect, and that is we can choose. No, I don't want that. No, thank you, I won't do that. Or, yes, please, I'd like to do that. That's ours. The rest, if we just are depending on our material qualifications, we're just going to dance through life or hobble through life, conducted by the modes of material nature. And that's not, I guess, what we're here for. So association is so, so, so important. Once we associate, we start to understand. Like, I saw some of the boys this morning. They were new, and they didn't know how to offer flowers, or like we all didn't when we first came. And and perhaps they don't know the prayers and stuff like that, but there's a appreciation in their hearts, and so the devotees say, do like this, offer like that, etc., etc. And then they start to enter into this lovely slipstream of love that is wanting to carry them on upwards. And then, of course, we have, as we all progress, we find that there are these processes, and I just got written them down here. Maharaj Pariksit's got the perfection through hearing. Sukadev chanting the Bhagavatam, Prahlad from remembering, the Goddess of Fortune by massaging the Lord's feet, the lotus feet of the Lord, Prithu Maharaj by worshipping the deity, just these one thing, Akrura by offering prayers, he's praying, Hanuman by rendering service, Arjun being Krishna's friend, and Bali Maharaj dedicating everything and surrendering. Of course, I've just mentioned some of the greatest individuals in the history of our universe. And we may think, hang on a second, they're so outstanding, but what about me? You know, the Bhagavatam is mentioning all these illustrious names, and even though they're simple acts in a sense, at least for them, for us, we are so much way down the ladder, so to speak. I'll speak for myself. Excuse me if I make any offenses to anyone. But if we remember the story of Sudama Brahman, he just had a handful of chipped rice, and Krishna was so overwhelmed by his loving, he wanted to steal that rice, and he took it off him and chewed it with relish. And so there's, you know, if you don't have much facility, it doesn't matter. What is the verse? If one offers me with love and devotion, a flower, patram pushpam palam tayam, yomi bhakti prayachiti. Thank you. So, you know, if one just offers me with love and devotion, a flower, a leaf, water, I will accept it. So Krishna's saying the door's open. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are saying, in a sense, more than that, how to open that door, how to get there easily. So that they're like a jet stream. In the war, so to speak about this, the Japanese tried to get their own back on America after America retaliated after Pearl Harbor. And they found, their scientists found that there was this jet stream going from Japan over to America. And so they put their bombs up into that. They found a way to put a floating bomb in there. And it would carry across to America. Of course, hardly worked, but that was the way. So this jet stream is there. So Gauranitai are our jet stream, but we won't end up nowhere, in the middle of nowhere, getting nowhere with you. But we'll end up on the wings of the swan of love with them. So the spider in the Ramayana, when we think, oh yeah, okay, well, I don't have much physical strength, I'm not really much of a devotee, but the spider in Ramayana, he was so fortunate when they were heaving up these great rocks and tops of mountains to make Lord Ram's a wonderful bridge to Lanka, to cross over, and to challenge Ravan, who is holding Mother Sita captive. Then there was this little spider, and he was picking up a grain of sand and dropping it in, and then coming back again and doing it again. And then Hanuman laughed and said, oh, look at that. That's going to be some assistance, isn't it? And he got told off for that. Ram said, his grains of sand are as valuable, I accept them, as much as your big mountaintops that you're hurling in. So anyway, so we have to make those choices. And of course, our first choice is to begin, like for the newcomers, to begin with the end in mind. There's a famous gentleman, he died last year now, called Stephen Covey. And his book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And he's, of these seven, the first was, begin with the end in mind. So we try to define where this life where it wants to take us and where we want to go with it. And where we would like to end up. And so as devotees, we want to end up as successful as possible. You know, if we can't get back to Godhead in this life due to some inebriety still there, then at least we're aiming for that, and Krishna will put up those devotional services that we've done. So we have to have that end in mind and always keep it in mind. Even when we've decided on it, we have to remind ourselves with that. And I just written some notes. If we have no particular destination, there will be no particular thrust or impetus driving us. And what we will do will lack enthusiasm. And when people smell that you're not enthusiastic, you know, really up for it, they're not so attracted. When you really feel from all your heart that this is true and right and I want to do it, it just catches people like wildfire. You can see that on Sankirtan. And so that enthusiasm has to be there. But if we've settled for putting down anchor, if you know what I mean, just putting down the anchor, holding the ship there, so and we will stay right where we are, and we'll still be buffeted by the forces of circumstance which affect us all at varying times and in various ways. But still, we'll only find ourselves going nowhere. So you'll still get buffeted about even if you put your anchor down. It's like, I think, oh, I'm going to stay home today, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. I'm going to play it safe, or I don't want to go there. I don't want to push the boat out. But still something happens. A phone call comes in, the wife gets on my case, something happens, you know. So you're still going to get the business. It's going to come, it can seek you. It's like a heat-seeking missile, justice, and it comes after you and goes, and it happens. So talking about going nowhere, I just have to recommend this song. I'm not going to sing another song, sorry, but there's this song by Neil Sedaka. Now, only Adi and me will know about Neil Sedaka, because no one, or perhaps you would as well, yeah. And this was one of these pop stars in the 60s, a great writer, fantastic pianist, and he wrote many hits. This one wasn't a hit, but it's such a wonder. If I'm not trying to get you into Maya, but go and Google Going Nowhere by Neil Sedaka. Because yesterday, His Grace Yogeshwara Prabhu, he was talking about dysfunction and how we've all come through, and many of us have come through, but many battles and been hurt, been incapacitated mentally, sometimes emotionally, physically too. And we carry a lot of this stuff around with us. And this Going Nowhere is, he sings it with such feeling. If you just look at it, you might see yourself there, or you may, because you're not going nowhere, you're going somewhere. But most of the world are going nowhere. They're actually, and we know that, but we don't look down upon them and think, hey, we just think, I was there a little while ago, I don't know. Anyway, I'm Mr. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, so I was definitely there. But I'm just gonna read those words to you from Neil Sedaka. Obviously, it's much better when you listen to it. He says, considering so many folks dissatisfied with everything, who need someone to understand they're lonely, or they're lonely and they're not alone. And everywhere they shrug their shoulders, tell themselves that they don't care, and all the while they make believe they're happy, oh so happy, but not really. And they're asked to hold the world together, make it heaven, give it children, who in turn are turning on to going nowhere. And all the strength they ever need to help them has been wasted, remains hidden in the confusion of going nowhere. And that's what we're up against. We're up against it personally, to shrug off that stuff and to dissolve it through our bhakti yoga. And then at the same time, attract Lord Nityananda's mercy to help us to help ourselves by helping others. So this is something that I'd really highly recommend everybody to have a listen to, just to remind you that we are soft-hearted and beautiful, and we love each other, and we can serve each other like anything. So let me just see what other points I've made. Oh yeah, I was saying about the being putting down the anchor, taking it easy, and having the free lunches. But I don't know if you've heard that saying that says there's no free lunches, even though we get lots of free lunches here. There's no free lunches in this material world. We have to work our passage. We have to pay for it. We have to diligently search. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gauranitai Ki Jai. So all these songs, all these poems, all these utterances from the great sages are, they are sent, they're not for them. They may express their humility or their uselessness at seeing themselves in the fallen way that they are, but we know that that's just an expression of their deep humility and advancement. But they write these songs for us. And I'm just going to, after I read yesterday the Parama Karuna, the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Lord Gauranga, I flipped to the next page and there was another song that I'd put to music. And this was Govindadas. And he does some great things. He starts to get involved with telling us about the mind and how to defeat it. So I'm going to do that for a second. But just there was something else I wanted to... There are all these wonderful songs about how to deal with the mind. And then I saw yesterday, as I was flicking through Lochan Das Thakur's songs, I saw this one, and it's very ironic. And it must be, in its original Bengali, it must have been unbelievably both funny in an ironic way. And he's being so sarcastic. And I just have to read this out to you. Oh, my mind, why don't you worship Sri Gaurasunda, the crown jewel of all incarnations? Or you always are immersed in water, but your thirst is never satiated due to your own past bad activities. You always hope to attain sweet, juicy fruits from your worship of thorn trees. Oh, that is great. But this is not possible. Our Gaurasunda is a desire tree offering divine love, but you left him thinking it to be poison. Oh, my mind, searching for some sweet aroma. This is really funny. You smell the beautiful palasa flower, but it has no scent. And instead, an insect from the flower enters into your nose. You suck on dry wood, mistaking it for sugarcane. So how can you get any sweet juice? Oh, my mind, death is like snake, which you put around your neck thinking it's a beautiful garland. You entered fire thinking it to be cool, and suffered excruciating pain. Oh, my mind, enjoying material pleasures, you never heeded the devotee's words and forgot Gaurasunda. Thus, both this world and the next are lost to you. It's incredible, isn't it? So there are different ways. That, you know, when we're a kid, sometimes our dad says, oh, don't do that, darling. Or mum says, oh, you know, please sit like this, or etc. And other times they might come a little heavy and say, don't do that. And stuff like that. So we get different types of education, isn't it, to bring us up. Sometimes education's a little bit too heavy. But and some of you have had that too. But still, whatever. Here the devotees are, the great saints are encouraging us. Look, this is the way to do it. This is the way. Why don't you try this? Just singing to us. And that's the sweetest admonitions that we can possibly hope for. So this is Bhajahu Remana. It's not the tune that that we know. It's one that I did. And this is such beautiful instruction.
Bhajahu re mana Srinandanandana Abhaya charanara Vindure Dulab marva Janom sat sangi Tairo hilvi bhava sindure.
Oh mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, which make one fearless, having obtained this rare human birth. Cross over this ocean of worldly existence through the association of saintly persons. Then it goes,
Sita tapa bhata burishana idina jamini jagire bipali sevinu krupana durjana chapal sukalaba lagire.
So this is both in the day and night I remain sleepless. You know about that one? Suffering the pains of heat and cold and the wind and the rain for a fraction of flickering happiness. And you might know about that too. I have uselessly served wicked and miserly men.
Edana yubana putra parijana iteki achepara titire kumala darjala jibana talmala chapala sukalaba lagi.
Sorry, but so I should have said
bajalari para,
sorry,
nitire.
So the translation for that is over the street here. Oh, I'll say it later, so we just carry on with the song.
Edana yobana putra parichana iteki achepara titire kamala daljala jibana talmala bajau aripara nitire Shravana kirtana, Shravana vandana, Bhara sevana, Dasyare. Pujana sakijana, Anmani vedana, Govinda dasabhi lasare.
So those two last verses are, what assurance of real happiness is there in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons and family members? This life is tottering like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore, you should always serve the lotus feet of Lord Hari. And then, it is the desire and the great longing of Govinda Das to engage himself in the nine processes of bhakti. We spoke about them earlier. Namely, hearing the glories of Lord Hari, chanting those glories, constantly remembering him, offering prayers to him, serving the Lord's lotus feet, serving the Supreme Lord as servant, worshipping him with flowers and incense and so forth, serving him as a friend, and completely offering the Lord's one's very self.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Bolo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Jaya Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, Radha. Jaya Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman, Jaya Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman. Jaya Gaurinitha, 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 Gaurinitha. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo. Gur Premanande,
to end on a lighter note, at someone else's expense, I'm going to just tell you this little story. It'll make you laugh, or maybe it won't, but I was talking about faith and choice and making choices and being enthusiastic. And of course, there's different types of enthusiasm. There's enthusiasm, which is a kind of just a front, but really behind there's someone going nowhere. And there's enthusiastic that's born of something transcendental, which is something else. But there was this vicar, and he used to preach so enthusiastically, so powerfully, and so amazing. He drew a congregation each Sunday to his church, which was nearby Beachy Head, which is a big cliff near the sea on the south coast there. And everybody was so completely taken by him, and they just were so knocked out with his wonderful delivery and his complete faith and determination, and everybody, you know, wanted to become Christians, which is lovely, of course. And then at the end of one particularly successful day, he went, he felt a bit drained after he'd given his all, and he went for a walk along the path by the on the cliff path. And unfortunately, the cliff crumbled and he fell over. He went over to the side and he grabbed hold of a branch like that. And he starts shouting, "Is anyone there?" No one was there. "Is anyone there?" I mean, you'd do with it, wouldn't you? "Help!" Like this, holding onto this thing like this. And it's crumbling a bit more. And he's, "Help, help! Is anyone there?" And then this voice came from the heavens. "My son, you have spoken so beautifully about me. You have given your heart and your life to me. I'm there. Let go of the branch. My arms will take you. I will take you to heaven. My son, trust me." "Is anybody else there?" Oh, that's me in my last life. So I had to come back to get the pure juice. I'm glad to say we've gone over time. There's no chance for any questions. Thank you, Hare Krishna. But Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.